You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve the Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Devin, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three stories. We offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, we offer you Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's animalize it.
Animalize it. A professional snake catcher in Australia was called out to a home where a pet had a close call with a coastal carpet python that squeezed its head into the animal's cage. Stuart McKenzie of Sunshine Coast Snake Catchers 24/7. He posted a video to social media showing the scene that unfolded at a Queensland home where a hungry coastal carpet python set its eyes on a caged pet. McKenzie said, quote, "Thankfully, we got here in time. I arrived here just then. The pet and the snake were literally touching noses in between the bars of the enclosure. Unfortunately, many animal cages are still sold, regardless of whether they're snake-proof or not." He continues, "In our industry, it's hard seeing so many families lose their pets because of this. Because apparently in Australia, the pythons are eating anything they want." Now, he wrote that the snake cannot be blamed for seeing pets as a meal. He says it cannot differentiate between wild animals to pet animals and is simply trying to feed itself. We're just lucky that for the pet's sake, we came quick enough. Now, the snake was safely relocated to a wilderness area to find its next meal. The question is, what was the python about to have a little snack on? Was it a dog, a cat, a bird, or a rabbit? Dog, cat, bird, or rabbit? The python was already touching noses with one of these.
What do you think, Miles?
I mean, logic says it's a bird, but that means that I'm wrong.
I'm going to go, you know what, man? I don't know why you would cage a dog. I'm going to go dog.
Dog. What do you think, Ted?
I think it's a rabbit. I don't really have a ton behind it. I just feel like if any animal is going to stare at a snake about to eat it, it's a rabbit.
Because they don't move much.
Yeah.
What it's going to do.
I think I'll take cat.
Cat, huh?
Yeah. What was this python trying to eat? A dog, a cat, a bird, or a rabbit?
We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room. Category is Animalize This on Profile This. We head to Australia, where a snake catcher was called where a python was actually going for a family pet that was in a cage.
Yes.
They got there in time to wrangle out the python before it ate the caged family pet. Question is, was that pet a dog, a cat, a bird, or a rabbit?
And, Devin, that is the question that we posed to you. Let's start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the, you already went ha-ha. Damn.
Yeah.
You went with the old dog. It was not a dog. D. Ted Smith, you went with the rabbit, which to me makes the most sense, but... So that leaves you, Devin. You went with the old household cat.
Come on.
No!
Right, it was not a cat. It was, in fact, a bird.
Okay. Just a regular bird.
It was
a bird.
It was the bird, yeah.
Huh. All right.
I'm just wondering, I don't know if it was inside or outside. That is not covered in the story at all.
I'm assuming inside.
Yeah. I think the snake had to get in the house.
Yeah, you just feel like that would have been mentioned.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's Australia, man. I don't know. I don't know.
But why would you keep a bird outside?
That's what I mean. It's
where
weird.
They live.
But why would you put him in a cage, man?
You own a bird. It's in the house.
Usually. Yeah, but you could have the cage outside.
You could. I don't know that I would do that. I would not leave any of my pets in a cage outside in Australia.
You ever walk into someone's house and they got a chicken in there?
Well, chickens to me is different than having a pet bird.
You're right. I don't feel like a
pet
chicken
bird. Stay inside.
Yep. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Weekend Update. Seth Meyers. Bill Maher. Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joking from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Will Smith has released his first album in 20 years, and ironically, the album doesn't slap.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Weekend Update.
Will Smith has released his first new album in 20 years. And ironically, the album doesn't slap.
A woman in Florida is in trouble after robbing a Dairy Queen at gunpoint and only stealing $1.50. She's now facing a blizzard of charges.
God, I hope that's you. I'll say
The Ted Smith.
That's me.
Yes,
right. Nice one.
The genetic testing company 23andMe says it's bankrupt, and it's also 2% Cherokee.
Weekend Update.
Or no, Bill Maher.
Fallon.
Update.
The genetic testing company 23andMe says it is bankrupt, and also 2% Cherokee.
Since 23andMe just declared bankruptcy, and Dollar Tree sold Family Dollar, with a loss of $7 billion, they have to form a new company called Family Tree. Family Tree, where you can find out your ancestors got here in 1910, and you can buy toothpaste made in the same year.
Bill Maher.
So it's either Maher or Myers. Myers.
That's Bill Maher.
Since 23andMe just declared bankruptcy and Dollar Tree just sold Family Dollar at a loss of $7 billion, they have to form a new company, Family Tree. Family Tree, where you can find out that your ancestors came here in 1910 and you can buy toothpaste made in the same year.
I saw a homeless guy set up outside of a dollar store. And I was like, have some pride.
Is this the lucrative spot, man?
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know, maybe a 7-Eleven, but a dollar store?
I think his thought is, where do people use cash?
West Virginia is the first state to officially ban artificial food dye, which should make food healthier for the baby you just had with your cousin.
Wow.
Bill Maher?
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update.
West Virginia has become the first state to ban artificial food dyes, which should make food healthier for the baby you had with your cousin.
It's never going to end there, Miles.
No, it's not.
It just keeps going.
It's still funny.
Did you guys watch SNL?
I did not.
Nope.
All right. I started watching it yesterday, but then I fell asleep, so I gotta go home and gotta rewatch a bulk of it today.
Got a little bit of a Vegas hangover there.
To say the least. I mean, is it kind of a hangover? You only slept 2 hours or 5 hours in like 48 hours?
At that point, it's just sleep deprivation. Yeah.
Right? Because I went to bed around 11 or 12 on Friday night, got up at 4, went to Vegas. I think I slept for 2 or 3 hours in Vegas. We got on a plane and came back.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing you got that flight. Both of them. I mean, even waking up sober at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning is hard enough.
It was a little touch and go getting a SeaTac Saturday morning. I definitely hit the snooze a couple times. But like with Vegas, that was one of those things. Like I woke up in the bed, which is kind of ironic because they screwed up our room. So we had one bed.
All right.
My buddy had paid for it. He's like, I get the bed. I was like, I know. I woke up in the bed. He was on the couch.
Oh, boy. I think we know what happened there.
But that's definitely, for some reason, that was easier. We were like, let's just get up and go.
Yeah.
And then, Miles, where did we eat lunch?
In-N-Out Burger?
Airport.
Okay.
Chili's.
Oh, wow. You went to Chili's. What did you get at Chili's?
Southwestern egg rolls.
I don't know why I asked. I don't even know why I asked that question. Yeah. That's it? Just the egg rolls?
Well, we got like the triple dipper, but honestly, at this point, we were playing it a little tight to the gate, so we just kind of hammered that down. There's four of them on there. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, he went and got on the plane. So Morgan Wallen on SNL was the guest host. Or the musical guest. So I don't know if you guys have seen this part of it, but right, the show ends.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing is the musical guest is on stage with the guest host.
Right.
Right?
Who was the guest host?
The guest host was, what is her name? I don't have it here.
All right.
She's some actress. I'll be honest with you. I did not recognize her.
Oh, she the one, she may have been the chick who just won like best actress at the Oscars, I think.
Mickey Madison?
Something. I think that's her, yeah.
Right. So she's there hosting. And basically what happens is at the end of the show, they'll both stand there. She'll say, hey, thanks to the cast and crew. Thanks to Morgan Wallen. They'll hug or say something, and as the music and credits play, generally you kind of stand there and stay on stage and say,
yeah, continue to hug and high five,
right, like,
and
good job, thanks to the crew and the staff, especially the people that are on the show that made you know that kind of helped out. But Morgan Wallen just, he shook her hand and then he just walked out, like walked straight to the through the camera, like out the back, and then he posted him hopping on his private jet. He's like, got it back to God's country. So I have two views on it. Mike and I were saying this. I don't know why he seems to do stuff just to annoy people sometimes. Because it's like, I like your music. I want to not think you're a D-bag. But like, why not stand there and just like, you have a private jet.
Yeah.
Right? So there can't be any massive rush.
Right. It leaves when you say go.
Yeah. Right? So then people are kind of like, I can't believe he did that, this and that. Or, you know, a lot of people are like, he's right. Like, SNL's too biased, this and that. But there's a simpler thing for that. Like, just don't do it.
Yeah, I'm saying don't do it.
Pull a Sinead O'Connor, right? It's live TV. You could sit there and be like, I think this show's BS or what, you know what I mean? But I don't know. It just seemed kind of crazy. Obviously, the sources close to Morgan say he didn't mean anything by it. He just wanted to get on there and get back to Tennessee because he doesn't like New York City, which
I can believe that.
Yeah. But then Kenan Thompson, who's been on the longest running member of the show, he came out today and was just like, look, like, it's not unheard of.
Yeah.
He said Prince did it. And he's like, I'm not comparing the two. But he's like, Prince was very standoffish. And also he said, like, look, I didn't meet Morgan once this week. Like, he wasn't really around, this and that. Yeah. So, I mean,
well, he's just doing a couple songs. If they want to include him in a skit, that's one thing. Maybe he was on one or two, but he's not going to be the focal point of the show.
Yeah.
He's there to play two tunes he already knows and maybe be involved in something else.
You're right. I would also say Morgan Wallen, like, remember during the pandemic, right? He was supposed to be on Saturday Night Live, and then he got caught like a week or two before that in some bar kissing a chick, right?
Yeah.
That's when you weren't supposed to be in bars and this and that. So they didn't have him on, and then they had him back a few weeks after that. So, like, to me, I thought that was a nice kind of olive branch that SNL had said, you know what? It's fine. You can still come back. So, like, I don't know. Again, he might have just legit just walked off because he wanted to, but to me, it just seems odd. Like, you're on SNL. Like, tell us, you know what I mean? And also, like, you are Morgan Wallen. I don't know if a ton of them love your music, but, like, you're a massive star.
He's a massive star.
It's probably cool for people at least to be like, I met him. Like, I don't know. Just turn around and say, good job. Thanks for making the show funny.
But the flip side, you know, he's almost like Kanye. And says, it doesn't matter what he does. Because everyone just says, it's Morgan Wallen being Morgan Wallen. Like, and Mike said it earlier about Kanye. Like, Yeah, it's not like you get a pass, but everyone goes like, right, you're the guy that does that. So you did what people figured you would do.
Correct. All right. Have you guys heard about all this controversy over the New York Yankees' new bats?
Only that, I guess, they just were crushing runs, and then someone noticed the bats later, or something like that.
They hit 9 home runs during a 20-9 blowout of the Brewers on Saturday. They hit 4 dingers, hit 9 home runs. They've hit 15 in their first 3 games. Basically, they have these new bats.
But just the Yankees?
Torpedo bats. So other teams can order them.
Okay.
The guy that invented them is like a hitting coach. I guess he had been with the Yankees. I want to say he's down in Miami or Tampa Bay now. Right? So then a lot of people are like, well, this is illegal and this and that. Now, baseball, to its credit or non-credit, especially all those old heads that love baseball, is that the rules for a bat are this simple. It's got to be a smooth, round stick, not more than 2.61 inches in diameter, and the thickest part of the bat, not more than 42 inches in length. The bat has to be made out of one solid piece of wood.
Okay, so if you cover that, bets are off.
Correct, so that's all they did. So basically, instead of like the fattest part of the bat being at the end of the barrel, it looks like a torpedo in the fact that like the
gets
a little thicker and then gets a little thinner at the end.
It's more like a fungo bat.
Yeah, but a fungo bat still has the biggest area at the end.
It does.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't know. You still got to get up there and hit the baseball.
That's the first part.
Right? So this kind of reminds me of, like, all the steroid stuff, right? Like,
you still got to hit the ball.
You still don't want people doing, right. But also, you got to hit the ball. And for the Yankees, like, everybody else can get them. I think there's a guy that plays for the Mets that has them. He's not hitting that good. Mm-hmm. But it's like, look. It's by the rules. It's not illegal.
Right.
And they also have a ton of dudes that just crush home runs as opposed to
It's getting the weight off of the end of the bat. So you can bring the bat around quicker.
And he's just making the sweet spot. What he just did, math, and he was like, I think the sweet spot should be moved down the bat a little bit. Because statistically, that's where you're going to hit the ball more.
So throw the ball to the outside of the plate on these guys.
Yeah, but to me, if the end result is any team can order them, if you believe that is the difference in the game, then order them for your team. I would.
Correct. Right. And I think that's what we're going to see happen, is that over time, you're just going to see it. This might be the new standard of baseball. People have them.
And if you crush more home runs, it only helps baseball. Right? People bitch about the steroid era, but what was the other thing about baseball during the steroid era? It was a lot of fun, man. Absolutely.
Right. Well, they even put in here, like, look, they're not the only team that has them, okay?
Marlins and the Twins, according to a text, are also using them.
Right. They also say the Brewers are in a pitching crisis at the moment. They don't have a lot of good pitching. Again, you're throwing the ball to what? Aaron Judge
to begin with.
That guy's probably going to have a few home runs just off the bat because he's Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And he's that good. So, I mean, you're going to see that kind of stuff. And then again, like, again, for the old people that are like, the rules of baseball and stuff, like...
That's the rule.
They're within the rules of the game, so you got
to
use them.
I mean, in theory, if you wanted to hold the bat backwards, you could do it. Not a good idea, but if that's what you wanted to do and that improved that guy's swing inexplicably, you can't bitch.
Right, and if you played baseball growing up, you would know this, right? Like, there's certain... Like, I was right at that era where, like, the aluminum bats were getting wild.
Yeah.
Because they were... You know, they could be 34-inch length, and they were, like, super light. And then by the time I got to around 13, 14, they started putting in all these rules where it couldn't be more than, like, -3 or -5, right? Like, the weight had to be close to the length of the bat. So even as you get older, like, the bats do change in Little League, and you can basically walk up there with, like, a giant red, you know, that weighs 2 ounces, it's swinging. So I don't think it's that uncommon. As you get older, like, the bats are going to be tougher. Major League Baseball obviously is wood bats. You know, that's what, you know, when you see, like, Cape Cod League kind of stuff or these more pro leagues or the fish sticks over in White Center, right? They're college kids, but they're learning to hit with wood bats so they can be ready to go to the professional leagues.
Well, like you said, but first you have to make contact with the pitch.
Correct.
Give me that bat. Watch what happens. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. You still got to hit the ball. I also got in an episode last night about foods that built America. This one was just on coffee.
Right.
So it's funny, like, you have all the instant coffees that kind of dominate. You have Starbucks and everything. And then I think, Miles, you still use one. They were all the rage. I think a lot of people still use them. But the K-Cups, the Keurig.
Yeah. Right?
So that one's interesting. That guy basically came up with the technology, right, but they weren't selling it. It wasn't selling as well as they hoped. And they literally went to the dictionary, I want to say like a Dutch dictionary, and just picked a word. Generally, you Keurig, pick okay. something that has something to do with your product or whatever.
Yeah, like
they went completely opposite and just said, call it a Keurig. And then, I mean, look, I love them, right? I should actually buy one of those. But
you
it's
should.
Also
it's
just,
easy. You can get one for like $60, believe it or not.
Right, it's also
just a single,
just you know. Genius because there's all, like you're going to keep buying the K-Cups.
Yeah, of course.
There's any kind of flavor. You can buy Dunkin'. You can buy whatever you want. And it's also just easy. You know what I mean? Especially like
super
when
easy.
You're a guest at somebody's house. Like I know at my brother's house, right? Like sometimes him and his wife, they'll be up and gone. And she'll be like, hey, just K-Cups are up there.
Boom.
Make your coffee. Go do it, which is great. Let's see. I would recommend find a band you like there. But I am telling you, folks, go see something in that sphere in Las Vegas. That is the second time I have been down there to see it. That was Dead & Company. The visuals were unreal. I mean, it is mind-blowing how cool that place is and everything else. Like, I tell everybody. I told my mom yesterday, you know, I said, hey, Mom, look, if you ever go back to Vegas, I said, they have a nature show that they run every day. I think it's like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, just go in there and see that. I think I told Mike last time we went down. I was like, go to the sphere just to see it. Like, you don't have to see a concert with all the cool visuals. Like, it's just... It's hard to explain, and it just, I mean, it messes with your brain so much, right? Like, you're not sure if you're going to fall over or puke, whatever. I mean,
awesome.
It is. Miles, I'm telling you, it is hands down the coolest thing.
You could fall over. You could puke. That's our sales pitch.
You pay for it. Right. It's so realistic that you think you're tripping.
Right. Save you the drug money.
Look, I told the one bartender, I looked at her, I said, have you ever done a psychedelic? She goes, no. I said, this is what it feels like. And she's like, are you on one? I said, right now? No. But trust me, this is what it feels like.
Right.
She was like, all right.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A huge party in Lisbon is canceled after authorities catch a submarine full of cocaine. Meanwhile, riding a scooter at 65 miles an hour on an interstate, truly insane. Man goes into a restaurant naked and wants to pump you up. Chopstick Ninja could easily steal the noodles from your cup. And Long Island, where they happily build a tunnel to keep you from getting towed. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my
call. All right, our top story, we're going to Utah, where officers got a strange call. Multiple witnesses called authorities on reports of an armed man disturbing patrons of a local restaurant. Turns out that our man saw fit to disrobe outside of the restaurant, walk in along with his gun, and proceed to flex, quote, aggressively, and follow people inside of the establishment. Authorities eventually arrived and were able to arrest the man without incident. Not much is known about his motivation for such a display, but he's currently behind bars and faces several charges.
Oh, because he's crazy.
Right. Why the naked? Why?
Because he's crazy.
I guess.
That's the difference.
You think he thought that he had a good enough physique to where his flexing would be impressive?
In that moment, yes.
Okay.
I don't know when he sobers up or whatever his deal was that he thinks so, but...
Right? Right. About to say, what's this dude flying on that he thinks that he is just the sexiest thing walking around that he needs to flex at people at gunpoint? No clue. In other news, to Amarillo, Texas for another disturbing display. Photos and video were captured of a man driving down I-40 with a clear death wish. The reason we say this is because he was not in a car on the interstate, nor a motorcycle, but an electric scooter that he was cruising down the middle end of the freeway with. Keeping up with traffic at 65 miles an hour, wearing nothing but a t-shirt and shorts.
That's crazy.
While electric scooters are legal on roadways and even highways in the state, it prohibits them from highways exceeding a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit. Not many details followed the video as to whether he made it safely to his destination or if he was stopped by authorities or anything like that. We just know that at one point, he was traveling at 65 miles an hour, just going.
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't get it. What's the purpose of it? Why?
Yeah, where's he going?
I mean, he obviously just said, screw it, I'm going to take it. I can't imagine going 60 on one of those things.
No, and the fact that he's flying down at 60 in the middle lane, this is far from the first time that this guy has done this. He is very nonchalant about it. He doesn't have anything protective on him whatsoever. Mm-mm. This is not I have to get there now. This is Monday. Let me just jump on the scooter and ride on out there.
That's how I get to work, man.
Right? And you know you're going to get flagged at some point. Somebody is going to... There's going to be some cop out there that's going to track you down.
Not yet, though.
Just... freedom to do whatever you want to do, fine. Don't be stupid. Sticking with the internet, a woman has taken to social media to find someone that creeped her out on a flight. The woman traveled from Charlotte to L.A. and says that she made it all the way to her Airbnb before she realized that something creepy had happened on the flight. She claims that she naturally falls asleep early on flights and can remain asleep throughout the duration. Lucky her. Which is why she never realized that the person seated behind her braided her hair during the flight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, apparently she mentioned that she heard the shutter sound on somebody's phone.
Yeah.
But she also noticed that everybody's windows were shut, so she couldn't quite figure out what they could be taking a picture of, but wrote it off. But after discovering the braid in her hair, she immediately turned to social media asking for the mystery individual to come forward so they can answer for this breach of personal space, as well as put an onus on the airline to respond to the inappropriate conduct. Surprisingly, nobody's come forward and the airline has not responded.
But also, according to her, she didn't even notice that her hair that had been down was put into a braid until she got to her hotel.
Right.
Like, so you got off the plane, went to baggage claim,
right,
got in a cab or drove, whatever, got to a hotel. Then you noticed your hair.
My guess is this. She's got her hair over the top of the back of the seat.
Fantastic.
She just didn't see it. It was probably in the middle of the back of her hair.
Probably someone bitching like, I'll do this.
Exactly. They can't watch their doggone movie on there. Fine. I'm going to braid your hair. And also,
if somebody wants to brush my beard while I'm asleep on a plane, have at it.
Hell yeah.
Depends who it is.
Put some cucumbers over your eyes.
Yeah.
Little ice massage.
Thanks, dude.
I'm also looking at it like, hey, whoever that was, identify yourself. Like, no.
You know they're not going to.
You're right. You're clearly upset. You want to just yell at me for what it is that I did. No, I'm not coming out there.
And they wanted you to know they'd have told you, hey, I braided your hair.
The airline isn't doing anything. I'm like, what do you want them to do? Track the guy down and throw him in cuffs? Like, no, okay. Yeah, it's creepy. It sucks. Stay awake on a flight.
That'll take you.
That's on you, dude.
That's right. Come on now, stupid. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Idaho, where another record's been broken. Our hero has already claimed the world record for, quote, most concurrent world records and sought to reclaim a record that he set a while back. The record is centered around chopsticks and the individual skill of being able to accurately throw the sticks like a mini javelin from 13 feet away. His original record was 19 sticks put into the gold circle of a standard target. He poked a lot in that target, but 19 in the middle there within the allotted time. But after it was beaten by just 2 sticks, he called up GWR to take the title back. His performance was filmed, and he can confidently say that he took the record back with an astounding 29 chopsticks stuck in the middle of his
screen. Damn. 29. That's the guy you end up messing with. Some Chinese restaurant, next thing you know,
bullseye from Daredevil.
Yeah, exactly.
Over to Long Island for a different focus of free will. A local man with a passion for wildlife was left disturbed after he saw the carnage of dead frogs who attempted to cross the road. This time of year, frogs migrate to different ponds for feeding, and while plenty made it across the road to the neighboring pond, there were enough that weren't so lucky that it inspired our man to act. He works at Brooklyn Land Management and put in an appeal that was approved, and now $20,000 of allocated funds are now being dedicated to building the first ever amphibian crossing in the area that goes underneath the road, thereby protecting quite a few more of the animals.
What does he think the appeal will be for them? Will they just naturally choose to taunt?
So currently they have to come out of the pond and jump out across the street to then go into the neighboring pond over there. This one's just going to basically build a little bridge underneath it to where they don't have to bother going up and over it. Right. So there you go. FM with that. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. The Mariners started the season off with a four-game series here at home and walked away with a split series and a 2-2 record against the Athletics. They're right back at it again as the Detroit Lions come into Seattle tonight for the first... Doggone it, Tigers.
I mean, they would crush the Lions.
Son of a bitch. Anyway, so that starts tonight. The Kraken had a rough showing over the weekend with a harsh 5-1 loss against the Dallas Stars here at home. They look to recover quick and get back to it tonight as they host the Dallas Stars yet again tonight. And it's also Mascot Mania down there at CP.
Oh, nice.
If you're going to that game. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got NBA basketball, college tournament, hoops, Mariners baseball, and Kraken hockey. Find out where and when to watch all of those games in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with a low of 43. Tomorrow morning, we got a little bit of rain followed by a cloudy afternoon skies with a high of 54. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
We'll see you next time with the Daily Mix Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin on April Fool's Day. Yeah. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.